Hey y'all, it's your girl Leia back, and today we are going to talk about faith. Now I know I sound tired. It has been a long week, and actually a long couple of weeks, and just I'm always busy, so it's not going to slow down. Even next weekend I'm going to try to do my podcast, but hey, maybe I can have more people on because I'll be in Atlanta. I'm visiting some friends, and I'm so excited for that, you guys. But today, like I said, we're going to talk about faith. And the reason that we're going to talk about faith is because I noticed that so many people in my life struggle with it, and I know I even struggle with it sometimes. But it's always something in the back of my mind that it reminds me. It's like my conscience. My conscience disciplines me, and it always puts me in the right direction. It all depends on if I choose to listen to it. Now, some people don't have that in the back of their head of conscience disciplining them. Like, some people don't have that strong conscience, but I do. And even one of my friends the other day, she said, oh yeah, you have a conscience. Like, I don't know why she even came out and said that. We were having a conversation and she was just like, oh yeah, you have a conscience. And I'm just like, why you say that? She said, because she was like, I can tell, like, when we have conversations, you might say something, or, you know, it might be a situation where you can go off, but then you'd be like, I'm not going to do that. Or, you know, no, that's not right. You know, I catch myself and I fix myself and, you know, I take the better route instead of taking the easy or the worse or the, you know, route that you'll basically take on impulse. So yeah, but that all has to do with faith as well for me, because I know, now I know a lot of people, I ain't gonna say a lot of people, I don't know if someone on my blog gonna come on here and they don't believe in Jesus Christ, God, Lord, our Savior, but I do, so I'm gonna talk about Jesus Christ and the Lord, our Savior. If you're not comfortable with it, then, you know, you don't have to listen. But I do advise you to listen, because I once was not a follower at a very difficult time in my life when I was younger. And I will tell you, once I became a follower and once I actually started giving my life over to Christ and living in that moment with Christ, my life became so much better, and it's been better. And even though I still come across struggles and trials and tribulations, but y'all, it ain't nothing like how it used to be. Like, everything I go through now, I can get through very easily, and some things not so easily. But at the end of the day, I know that I'm supposed to be learning from that situation, and that is a part of having faith. The part of having faith is knowing that you're going to go through tough situations that you're not going to be happy with, and you might sit there and you're questioning, why me? Why do I have to go through this? God, why? You know, and you're like, if God is real, I wouldn't be going through this. But the part is, God kind of tests you. You know, he or she tests you to see if you're going to get through the situation and still stay faithful to God within it. And if you're able to get through it and learn what you need to learn from it, you're able to move to the next level and experience the blessings and the joys that were going to come to you anyways, you know? But you just have to learn in order to be elevated to the next level. You have to, you know, put yourself in that position in order to appreciate and receive those blessings that you deserve next. You have to show that you deserve it. And that's a part of faith too. But I've been doing, y'all might hear a little bit of noise because I'm about to pull something up. Hopefully I can find it. Some stuff I've been doing, I've been doing a Bible plan. I've been doing a lot of those lately, and they've been helping me through a tough situation that I'm having currently. Like I said, I'll talk to y'all about that soon, not talking about it now. So if y'all want to know about it, y'all better stay tuned for some episodes down the line, because in some weeks, because I got some big news for y'all, and y'all gonna be shocked, but I'm gonna be 100% real with you on it. So stay tuned. But anyways, in this devotional, and this really touched me, and I had to send it over to some friends who are also battling with their faith and, you know, just how they felt about themselves, because the way that you feel about a situation and how hard you are on yourself, it honestly defines your faith. If you don't have enough faith, then you're going to look at your life and you're going to feel like it's just total shit. And the thing is, it's not. You know, don't look at your life and be like, I don't know how I'm going to get this, and I don't know, oh my gosh, my life is crap, like, you know, I don't know, because when you do that, it shows that your faith isn't strong enough, because if your faith was strong enough, you will know that regardless that you're going through this temporary situation, you're going to come out on top, and you're going to be strong, no matter if you lost your job, or, you know, you lost a family member, or whatever, like, you're going to get through it. If your faith is strong enough, you're going to get through it. And honestly, if your faith is strong enough, as soon as it happens, you know that you're going to get through it. So you're not going to fall to a deep, dark place inside yourself and lock yourself into this room and think that you're the only person in the world going through this situation. Because when you do that, it has bad consequences, and you project those feelings out into the world, and you can make some people around you feel very uncomfortable because you feel like it's only you and nobody else. And I know a lot of people who do that, and they rub people the wrong way, and they create enemies because you're only worried about yourself, because you're in your own little bubble and your faith wasn't strong enough to say, hey, I'm going to get through this, you know, everything's going to be all right. You keeping your joy, because when you go to that dark place, you become a dark person. So this devotional, it touched me. I'm gonna read it to y'all now. It says, too often we Christians expect life to be perfect and for everything to go smoothly for us. We expect success, happiness, joy, peace, and everything else. When we're thwarted, we pout or complain. Although God does want us to have a good life, there will be times when we must be patient and endure not getting in our way. These disappointments test our character and level of spiritual maturity. They actually show whether or not we truly are ready for promotion. Why do we think we should always be first? Why do we think we are entitled to the perfect life? Perhaps sometimes we think more highly of ourselves than we ought. A humble mind enables us to take a back seat and wait for God to move us to the front. God's word says that we inherit the promises through faith and patience. Believing God is good, but we can continue to believe him and trust him when we don't feel that life is fair. Oh, it says, but can we continue to believe God and trust him when we feel like life is not fair? The secret of the Christian life is that we commit ourselves fully to God. If we surrender our wills to God, what happens doesn't make us angry. If God does give us what we want and ask for, our faith is strong enough to say, not my will, but yours. So did y'all get that? When they said, they asked that question, believing God is good, but can we continue to believe God and trust him when we don't feel that life is fair? Now that is the true question of faith. And I'll be right back after this quick break. I didn't know I was talking for that long, you guys. But yeah, so that was the first question of faith. Can you continue to believe in God even when your life is failing and everything isn't going your way? And that's when you see a lot of people question God and question their faith. And they go to other avenues to make things happen for themselves because they feel like it's not going to happen and they worry. But the thing is, you might get your situation solved by going through those other avenues that you probably weren't supposed to go to. But was that God? It wasn't. So will you really reap great benefits and long-lasting benefits from whatever decision you might have made out of impulse because you were scared that you were about to fall? Probably not. Because it probably wasn't God that helped you in those situations. And trust me. When you trust in God, oh, God comes through. There's been plenty of situations. I remember when I was younger, I was in college, and I was living my life. I started dating an older man, and my parents did not agree with that. So my parents, I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything. My parents were paying, you know, all my little bills that I had. And, I came home, and my father called me in the room, and he was like, yeah, if you don't stop messing with him, I'm not doing nothing for you no more type thing. And I got so upset, and I was hurt, and I left home. This was the summertime. I left home, and I went back down to live with a guy. Not even thinking. I literally just, like, ran away from home. I had enough. Because, you know, my family always told me, tried to tell me what I can do and what I shouldn't do. And, you know, basically kind of controlling me. And I just didn't want to be controlled anymore. You know, you had your first year in college, and you're feeling yourself. And you're like, nobody about to tell me what to do. So I ran back down to Georgia with that guy, and I started living with him. And like I said, I had no job, so he was taking care of me. And things took a turn. He was amazing. He was sweet. He did a lot for me, but the situation became sort of abusive, wherein he would hold everything he did for me over top of my head. And so I finally went ahead and got a job. And certain things, but I was doing a lot of things that I had no business doing. We were doing a lot of things we had no business doing. And my faith started getting, well, actually, I found God before that situation. I found God in high school. And I remember I got a tattoo on the back of my neck. I know we ain't supposed to get tattoos, but I didn't know all that at that point because I just found God. But I got a tattoo on the back of my neck of a cross so that I never forgot the story of how I found God and what I've been through in my past that led me to God when I was in those dark places where I did not believe in God. And so I got that tattoo. My mom got it for me for my 18th birthday, and I was like so happy. Like, she just popped up at the tattoo parlor and was like, here you go, we get your tattoo. I was begging my family for it for like years, but finally I got my tattoo. And you know, so that always was like a reminder for me. It wasn't like something like, oh yeah, this is God. No, it was just a reminder. It's a reminder that don't forget. Don't forget what you've been through. Don't forget what you came through. And don't forget the blessing that you received from finding your way here. So I was down there. I was in that situation. And like I said, he was throwing a lot of stuff in my face, but I kept my faith through it all. So I knew that I would get through like any situation. And of course I stayed. I tried to make things work, but it was a lot. It was cheating, lies, like coming home and finding girls in the house. It was too much, y'all. Like, it was too much. And yes, he did a lot for me, but I could not stay in that situation. I was getting dogged. And I said, no, 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 sweetheart. So it got to a point where I started working and I started getting money and, you know, just different things of that sort. And because he helped me out and did things for me and I was living with him, he started wanting to control everything I had, control my money. Now, y'all know, maybe I got control issues. I don't think I do, but I don't like when people try to control me all the way. I don't care if you're my man, you're my parent, whatever, like, allow me to do things from my heart. Don't try to force anything upon me. So what he tried to do is dictate my money. Like, when I got my checks, he wants my money. And when I got certain things, he wanted my money. And that started putting me into a real dark place. And just a lot happened. So it was just one point where it got real tough. Well, it got real serious, and he wanted something from me, and I was going to give it to him, but he didn't need to know. I mean, he didn't need to know all that. I just wanted to see if he had faith in me in the relationship. And he got upset. He told me to leave. He told me to leave the house, and I gladly did that. I said, oh, okay, is that what you really want me to do? Okay, cool. I had one of my girlfriends downstairs. We were about to go have a day out and have some fun. And I start packing up my stuff. I went downstairs and let her know what just happened. I said, all right, I'm about to start packing up my stuff. She was like, you need help? I was like, no, just stay down here. Don't come up there. And I went and I start packing up. He gets out the shower. He was in the shower when he was going off doing all that crazy stuff. He told me to get out. And I went to start packing up and he went crazy. You guys, he went crazy. And I'm not gonna go too deep, but yeah, he tried to harm me and himself. And my friend was there and she was like, all right, we gotta go. Luckily, I had a lot of stuff in my car already. So I think I just had like a suitcase or something left in the house, like a suitcase or two suitcases. I had a lot of stuff, y'all. But luckily I had my first car by then. I was only, 20 years old. I was young. This was 5 years ago. So luckily I had like a lot of stuff in my car. I went ahead and closed the car, got out of there. We left. All my friends going crazy. They're like, you ain't going back then. And at the end of the day, I was homeless. I did have like a little job. It wasn't enough though, but God opened a way for me. I went ahead and stayed on one of my girls' couches. I kept my faith. I kept praying, because in those moments, you could look and say, I could have went and been like, nah, F everything. You know, this wouldn't have happened to me because of this, whatever. I kept my faith and I prayed through that situation. And luckily, one of my friends, the same girl who I was staying on her couch, thank you for her in those moments. I was staying basically like on her couch and she was helping me out. Like, I stayed on her couch for probably like 2 weeks. And she found a female who was looking for a roommate. She was like, I know this girl. I heard her, overheard her say she was looking for a roommate, and I got her information. Now, why she got her information, I have no idea. Like, none at all. But she wrote down her information and the girl's roommate had just like left her, like out of nowhere. And I ended up finding this girl and moving in with her. The rent was only $400 flat, you know, so I was like, shoot, why not? Because at that point I was working at the Gap and I had a job as an editor at the school newspaper, so I was doing like good and it was amazing. Well, actually, no, was I? Yeah, I was. I believe I was working as a I was just working at the Gap. I was not the school editor yet. That was, oh, that's another story of faith, y'all. That would make this thing way too long, so I'm not even about to tell you how that happened. But basically, so I found her. I went to go live with her, and y'all, she was a big blessing. Like, that was a blessing. But the thing was, I continued to still mess with this guy after he did all this to me, after I moved and I moved into this girl house, and I was living there because I didn't feel comfortable living with him because he kicked me out. I still was like, had my foot in that situation where I was just, I trusted God, but I didn't trust God enough. Because if I trusted God enough, I would have let him go completely. But because he was doing certain things for me, he was taking care of me, and I didn't have my family to take care of me. And at that point, my mom had quit her job, so she couldn't do nothing for me. I was still holding on to this guy because he was a safety net for me. Even though he was treating me bad and he was basically like abusing me, you know, I still was holding on because my faith was not strong enough. Now, when your faith is strong enough, you're able to cut ties off with anything that does not do you any good and know that you will be okay. Even though you don't know where you're going to get whatever from, I kept him as a safety net because I'm just like, listen, yes, I'm paying his rent, but I was not making a whole bunch of money at the Gap. I didn't have a whole bunch of hours or anything of that sort. So I was like, okay, am I going to make enough to pay what I need to pay? Now, I was, when I was not messing with him, when I first moved into her house, I didn't mess with him for a couple months, and I was doing just fine. I was making enough. I was paying everything to her. You know, everything was good. But then as soon as I started messing with that guy again, oh, everything started falling down because I showed God that I did not trust him enough. So guess what? I was having months where I was just like $20 short because I was helping him out with certain things and giving him my money. And he wasn't giving me my money when I needed it. you know, he's like, okay, well, can I have some money that I'll give it back to you and stuff like that, even though he had money. But then when that time came when I needed the money to pay, he would be bitter because he was upset that I was even living in that situation or not living with him. So he wouldn't give me all the money I need to pay my rent, even though I gave him my money. So that was me not having big enough faith in God to know that it was okay to cut that toxic person out of my life and keep moving forward, and that God was going to take care of me. Because as you can see, when I did not have that person in my life, I was doing just fine. And then when I brought that person back into my life, everything started tumbling down and life got crazy again. So I ended up having to leave that whole situation. I ended up having to move back to DC that summer. So luckily she was moving out. She had just graduated college. I was a sophomore, about to go into my junior year. So, you know, she moved out and I was like so sad because she was the most amazing roommate ever. Like, she gave me so much good advice. She was God-fearing and she was smart and she was just on it, y'all. She was on it. She was clean. She used to cook. God bless her. I ain't even gonna say her name, but God bless her. She was amazing. That was one of the best roommates I've ever had. But yeah, like, so I ended up moving back to DC and that is what got me away from him completely now. And after that, I experienced so many blessings because I started really realizing what faith was. And I still struggled throughout, and shoot, I still struggle to this day. But the thing is, I can identify when I'm going wrong, so I try to fix it. And when I do fix it, that is when your blessings break through. Because you cannot get the full blessing that you need if you're over here doing things and having things drag you. And you keep going back to certain situations that are your crutches because you're not fully believing that the Lord is going to do what the Lord is going to do for you. And I had to realize, I had to learn that. Right now, I don't barely depend on anyone. I really don't. So, you know, I have my own place. I have like a little townhouse now and I have a car and I'm able to pay all my bills. And yeah, sometimes I still have my little moments where I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Oh my gosh. But at the end of the day, I keep my faith in God, and God always comes through and he always delivers when I least expect it. And with those moments where I'm over here, even if you're just complaining to someone because you want some type of help, God hears that, and you will not become fully blessed as you could be if you know that you got it. You trust in God enough to keep walking and know that God's going to take care of your needs. Maybe not your wants, but your needs. God's going to provide for you and make sure you're okay. And that is how I've been living my life recently in faith. And like I said, I do fall down. And when I do fall down, I don't get the complete blessing that I know I could have got. But I'm human and we mess up. And it is okay to mess up. And it is okay to falter. But just always try to find your way back to that faith, having strong faith, knowing and walking in that you know that you're taken care of, that you know that whatever just happened, yes, you're hurting, yes, you're upset, yes, you may be angry, but know that it is temporary and God got your back. But I'm gonna end it on that note. I've been talking way too long. So I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.